Chapter 18. Use of the Morning Star. St. Helena, California, September 9th, 1902. Dear Son Edson, in answer to your question as to whether it would be well to fit up your steamer Morning Star to be used for the conveyance of missionary workers to places that otherwise they could not reach, I will say that I have been shown how, when you first went to the southern field, you used this boat as your home and as a place on which to receive those interested in the truth. The novelty of the idea excited curiosity, and many came to see and hear. I know that, through the agency of this boat, places have been reached where till then the light of truth had never shone, places represented to me as the hedges. Morning Star has been instrumental in sowing the seeds of truth in many hearts, and there are those who have first seen the light of truth while on this boat. On it, angel feet have trodden. Yet I would have you consider the dangers as well as the advantages of this line of work. The greatest caution will need to be exercised by all who enter the southern field. They must not trust to unchristian feelings or prejudices. The truth is to be proclaimed. Christ is to be uplifted as the savior of mankind. Unless men of extreme caution are chosen as leaders and burden bearers, men who trust in the Lord, knowing that they will be kept by his power, the efforts of the workers will be in vain. The brethren are to consider these things and then move forward in faith. One thing I urge upon you, the necessity of counseling with your brethren. There are those who will feel that anything you may have to do with boats is a snare. But my son, if there is a class of people in out-of-way places who can be reached only by means of boats, talk the matter over with your brethren. Pray earnestly in regard to it, and the Spirit of God will point out the way. I see no reason why a boat should not be utilized as a means of bringing to those in darkness the light of Him who is the bright and morning star. As a people, we have so often been reproved for doing so little that we should not hinder with discouragement any reasonable effort to extend the influence of the truth. Be careful that the enterprise you speak of does not cripple other lines of work. Follow the convictions of the Spirit of God, in harmony with your brethren. Watch unto prayer, and then commit the keeping of your soul to God, as unto a faithful Creator. He will keep that which is committed to His trust. Look to Jesus. The enemy will seek to spoil your life, but trust in the Lord. Draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. The Lord God of heaven is constantly at work for us. His angels minister to all who will receive their guardianship. Human impulse will try to make us believe that it is God who is guiding us when we are following our own way. But if we watch carefully and counsel with our brethren, we shall understand. For the promise is, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Psalm 25, verse 9. We must never allow human ideas and natural inclinations to gain the supremacy.